trust me, it's not easy.
You know what? I don't know your last number. I was going to say last number. I left it blank.
But it does help a little bit.
Now you're going to get the side of my face with my mouth open. That'll be attractive.
Yeah.
being in the band.
I just got a walk.
So, like, if I stand here,
did you do anything this time, or did you do kind of like, what do we do when we're this?
Everybody, we're at approximately about 5 minutes before we actually go. We're 3 minutes before 8 p.m., and we start at about 8:02. What we are going to do is we're going to start with a La Bamba.
Do you want to come up here?
Instrumental thing running underneath the thing. Yeah. So we'll cue that in 2 minutes. Because we don't always know exactly the second that the transition will kick in, so we'd like to have some music rolling.
Don't worry about it.
It's the FM.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure I see all my damn words.
It's one of my drums. Not really.
There you go.
You could put this wherever you want. You could back it up. You got the whole mic.
Yes.
You want to share the space?
No, you worked at Elf.
Oh, okay.
Just going to use your mic. Yeah. Well, someone's got it. We'll have to turn it off.
Going out to the whole world, people in Lebanon and Tahiti. Tahiti.
Carmen, you want me to get that?
Fiji.
Carmen,
yes.
We should start playing.
We got another minute.
Okay.
All right.
So let's give it a little while to go.
Yep, yep.
It's just there's just color. You know, at the top of the hour.
Welcome to Ukuleles Unleashed. We have a two-part show tonight. The first hour will be a celebration of the artists who passed away on the day the music died, February 3rd, 1959. The second hour will be John Sturman spinning unique ukulele tunes, and he has a few words.
Yeah, well, I want to welcome everybody. We're here live at the Bridge Street Theater. It's a Tuesday night, and this is the first night, the first day of WGXC's February Fun Drive, and so we'll be talking about that. But welcome everybody! It's an amazing scene here, and we're really glad to have you.
We have an audience here tonight. Can we hear our audience?
We have people. Yeah.
Thank you, thank you. So Carmen Borgia is our host tonight, who coincidentally was born on the exact same date as that ill-fated plane crash, which claimed the lives of Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, the Big Bopper, and the pilot, Roger Peterson. But we have a fine group of musicians here tonight for the first hour, coming to you live from the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. Our band musicians tonight are Carmen Borgia.
Hello.
Yay. Yay. Tommy Sharp on bass.
Hello.
Mike Regana on drums. Dave Kelsey on ukulele. Steve Laguerre on ukulele. Our featured singers will be Allison Davey, Eva Pepe, and Linda Sales. And our backup singers, also known as the Ukettes, Khalees Manasano, Deb Allen, and myself, Jerry Lynn Mason, who will be providing some informational tidbits throughout the show. First up, we have a song written by Buddy. Back in his day, it was a common place to put the hit on the A side of a single and a lesser song on the B side. Usually the B side was there to demonstrate other facets of a person or band's skills. And if you had three or four hits with singles, you could justify putting all of them together on an album. So Buddy had a surefire hit with Heartbeat, the side A, but most critics agree that it should have been this one, Well, All Right. It's an unpretentious song of both strength and tenderness, and it really didn't sound like any other song out there in 1958. Well, all right.
All right, here we go. Let's see. So how does this go again? Let's see.
Well, all right, we will live and love with all our might.
Well, all right, well, all right, our lifetime's love will be all right.
Well, all right, so I'm going steady. Well, all right,
when people say that those foolish kids can't be ready for the love that comes out.
The song was written by Larry Williams. It was one of three of his singles that focused on the attributes of a few women he apparently had known. There was Short Fat Fanny in 1957, Boney Maroney, also in 1957, and Dizzy Miss Lizzie in 1959. So Ritchie Valens was born Richard Stevens Valenzuela, and he had a hit with this one. His first hit was Come On, Let's Go, and he was known as the Little Richard of San Fernando in his high school. He was a pioneer of Chicano rock and Latin rock, and he's influenced all kinds of people, like Los Only Boys and Carlos Santana. He was only 17 when he died. But we're going to play Boney Maroney.
All right, how's our groove here? Let's see. Okay. It's okay, we can see how this is.
Out a few interesting facts about Buddy Holly. For instance, he had a lucky number. What do you think it was?
Number nine.
He was the fourth child of a musical family. His parents had given him a violin, but he was terrible on it. And when they performed as a family, they used to put grease on the bow so it wouldn't make any sound. Buddy was too young to notice, or maybe he did, because soon afterwards he told everybody that he wanted a guitar. So thankfully the violin issue was resolved. He had his teeth capped, and he also decided to embrace the fact that he had to wear glasses, and he gave up his wire-rimmed ones for the thick black framed ones. He died with $76.34 in his bank account. Partly because his unscrupulous producer and so-called co-writer on a few songs owed him at least $100,000. And that's why Buddy took the job at the Winter Dance Party Tour. So the next song was written for his wife, Maria Elena, as a wedding gift. True Love Ways.
Just you know why. Why you and I, will by and by, no true love waits. Sometimes we'll sigh. sometimes will cry. And we'll know why, just you and I know.
Here's the B side of another Buddy Holly song. The A side was Peggy Sue. Rolling Stone magazine has ranked this song number 238 on its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. It's Every Day. If you think of the recording, you might remember a sort of clicking sound. That wasn't a metronome or a snare drum or a woodblock. It was a keyboard-type instrument called a celesta, which is an obscure symphony orchestra keyboard instrument. It's the same instrument you hear in the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy recording, not by Buddy. Because there was only one microphone back then, before multi-tracking was available, musicians would put their instruments closer to the microphone in order to of how loud they were or how loud they wanted them to be. So you can actually hear the percussionist slapping his thigh on the recording to keep everybody in rhythm. But we're going to play Every Day.
Every day, it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, 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 hey. Every day, it's a getting faster. Everyone says, go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day seems a little longer. Every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day seems a little longer. Every
yes, yes.
Our next song really needs no introduction. It's a love song like countless other love songs, but this one's about a girl named Donna, specifically Donna Ludwig, who was Richie Valens' high school sweetheart. Donna.
All right. Do a little intro.
About the Big Bopper, besides the fact that he wrote Chantilly Lace and It's the Truth, Ruth. He was born Giles Perry Richardson Jr. He was a disc jockey at KTRM in Texas, where he broke the existing record for continuous on-air broadcasting for a total of 5 days, 2 hours and 8 minutes. He wrote George Jones's first hit, White Lightning. And he also wrote Running Bear. A dollar to all the listeners who can now sing that song, Running Bear. On the banks
Running
of
bear
the river.
Through the wilderness.
All right, so anyway, forget that song. We're going to do It's the Truth, Ruth.
All right, see if we can get our Big Bopper on here. It's kind of Bo Diddley, yeah. That's the
said the little red rooster to the big red hen.
Yeah.
Man, it ain't been rocking since I don't know when.
Yeah.
Said the little red hen to the little red rooster.
Yeah. you, but you're still my baby, baby, baby. Ooh, ooh. And the brown alligator to the pink crocodile. Well, hang around, baby, and I'll kiss you after a while. Said the pink crocodile to the brown alligator. Said, kiss me out, baby, and I'll hang around later. That's the truth, that's the truth, that's the truth. Well, everybody think you're crazy, but you're still my baby, baby, baby.
Was only 28 when he passed away. His son was born 2 months after he passed away. So in his honor, we're going to play Chantilly Lace.
Oh, yes, Chantilly Lace and a pretty face, a ponytail. Oh, baby, that's what I like. Chantilly. Oh, what's that, baby? Oh, but. Oh, honey, why won't be that way? Chantilly Lace and so what I like, but I buy Chantilly Lace. Oh, whoa, baby, what's that? Oh, come on over here. Come on closer. Bring it on by your head up. Oh, baby, that's what I like. Chantilly Lace and a pretty face. A pretty tail, a hanging back, a wiggle in the walk, and a wiggle in the top. Oh, makes the world go round, nothing in the world. I think I do, makes me act so funny, makes me feel real loose like a long neck goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like!
That's what he likes.
I'm just trying to be historically accurate, is all.
Ha ha ha. Okay.
I did it for the Big Bopper's child, okay.
Yeah.
All right. According to the dictionary, the expression rave on has at least two meanings. One, you're very excited about something. Two, you're so excited you seem crazy. So you decide which one it is as we play a song not written by Buddy, but by Sonny West and Bill Tiegelman. It was inspired by the 1956 recording of Dixie Fried by Carl Perkins, who used the refrain, rave on. Eva.
Well, little things you say make me want to be with you. Rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got to be when you say, I love you. Rave on. The way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight. Rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got to be really when you say, I love you.
So Buddy and his drummer, Jerry Allison of the Crickets, had gone to see the movie The Searchers with John Wayne, who repeatedly used the phrase, that'll be the day. It took Buddy about 30 minutes to write this song. It was brought to Decca Records, and it was ridiculed as junk and as a joke. So Decca gave it to a lesser subsidiary label, and they received mediocre reviews. And then it was picked up nationally, and then locally. Backwards, how it usually goes, and it spread like wildfire. It was Buddy's first hit. It was also the first song ever recorded by this little group called the Quarrymen, a skiffle group from Liverpool who evolved into you know who. So that'll be the day.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Loving in your hugs and kisses and your money to win. You know, baby, still you tell me maybe that someday, yeah, well, I'll be in your way. That'll be the day when you say goodbye. That'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know. Thank you.
so nice to have an audience.
I know. It's a whole different thing, isn't it?
I have always said that.
All right, back to Ritchie Valens. He was self-taught. He started the guitar at age 5 and was left-handed. Interesting little note. When he was at Tacoma Junior High School, he witnessed a Douglas DC-7 plane crash into his schoolyard, killing 8 students. Therefore, he had recurring nightmares of the crash, which led to a fear of flying. And this was one of the few early pop songs sung entirely in Spanish. It's La Bamba. Quote I've ever heard about Buddy was from Sonny Curtis, one of the Crickets. In a song, he said, "The music didn't die because Buddy Holly lives every time we play rock and roll."
Yay.
Yeah. All right. So here's Buddy, and so here's two Buddy and Richie and the Big Bopper with a song by Don McLean, written 10 years after the crash. He said it's a story about America. People have been deciding on what the song references mean since then. McLean said, "You'll find many interpretations of my lyrics, but none of them by me. Sorry to leave you all on your own like this, but long ago I realized that songwriters should make their own statement and move on, maintaining a dignified silence." He also said, when asked about what the song meant, "It means I never have to work again." So make of it what you will, American Pie, and please everybody join in on the chorus.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how the music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had the chance, I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with each paper I deliver, Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. Well, I can't remember if I cried when I heard about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye,
it's some very goodbye.
Drove my Chevy to the levee,
but the levee was dry. Them good old boys was drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die."
Did you write the book of love? Save your mortal soul. And can you dance me out and dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. We both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm man blues. He was a young 13-age Brock and Buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck, but I knew I was out of luck. Again, the music died. He started singing bye-bye, Miss America. I drove my Chevy to the levee,
but the levee was dry.
Them good old boys
drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die."
Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and Moscow's been on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. Oh, and the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, in a voice that sounds like you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned, no verdict was returned. And while Lenin read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we started singing
bye-bye, this American pie.
Drove my Chevy to the levee,
but the levee was dry.
Them good old boys
was drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die."
Shelter, skelter, in a summer swelter, the birds flew off of the fallout shelter, 8 miles high. Jester climbed on a forward pass, and the jester on the sidewalk in a cast. And now the halftime air was sweet perfume. The sergeants played a marching tune. We all got up to dance, but we never had the chance, 'cause the players tried to take the field, and the marching band. Do you recall what was revealed the day the music died? We started singing
bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee.
watched him on the stage. My hands were clenched in fist of rage. No angel born in hell, a good break that Satan's spell. And when he takes on high into the night to drive the sacrificial light, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The music died. We started singing
bye-bye, this American life. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye. Singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die.
Well, I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. And I went down to the sacred store, where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets, the children screamed, and lovers cried, and poets dreamed, and not a word was spoken. The church bells were all broken, and the three men I admired the most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. They caught the last train to the coast the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss America. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Participating in the show tonight, awesome. Carmen Borgia on everything. Tommy Sharp on bass. Mike Reganey on drums. Dave Kelsey and Steve Leggeri on ukuleles. Our featured singers, Allison Davey, Eva Pepe, and Linda Sales. And the UPETs. Police, Deb, and myself, Jerry Lynn Mason. Stay tuned for the second half of Ukuleles Unleashed with John Sturman.
Yeah, we'll bring you on. It's thank you very much, Jerry Lynn, for the narration and everybody for playing. We are Ukulele Catskill. We meet every Saturday. Some of us meet in Chatham and some of us meet in Catskill. We're an open source. We just like to play music together. And so this is some of our all-stars who decided they wanted to put themselves in the public eye or ear, or however we're doing it. And so I really want to express my appreciation to all the players here and everybody who shows up, you know, the weeks they show up to play. And we slowly are getting good at this, and we like just having a little music in our lives. Anyone's welcome to join. So you don't have to know anything. We don't kick you out if you don't play it right. And we huddle together to stay warm through the difficult times where you need a little music sometimes. So let's see. If I could grab maybe that microphone, and we could put it over here near John, and maybe take the clip off that stand. Okay, so then John has that now. So now, John, you can speak. You have a voice at last.
Oh, yeah. There I go. Hello, everybody. Welcome.
All right.
WGXC. You know, let me just put in a word for the radio station just to begin. the this is the first day of our pledge drive. This is our 13th anniversary, which is amazing. Congratulations to all of us. Let's start with just a little music and allow me to get set up a little more. Here we go. Let's go to Amelia Coburn. She has a new song called When the Tide Rolls In. Am I on, Carmen?
I think so. Give it a try. We'll see what happens.
Bathe in the billows where the waters surge. You'll be waiting by my side in the morning. Wade through the swells if Corinth's wave salute. You'll be waiting by my side when he comes. Stretch, you'll be waiting by my side in the morning. Sail in the gloaming as a breeze rocks the boats. You'll be waiting by my side when he comes.
Yeah, Amelia Coburn. Oh, she's so great. She's a beautiful voice. Well, this is Ukuleles Unleashed, and we're coming live to you from the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill on West Bridge Street, which is down the street from Stewart's, down by the river. It's a great place, and we're really happy to be broadcasting from here. There's still a lot of people in the house, and maybe you can hear that behind me. I'm going to play some more music. One of the things, we have a list and an email list, and someone started passing around some Jimmy Fallon stuff. If you watch Jimmy Fallon, he puts together a toy orchestra. Here's one of those clips from Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show. This is Justin Timberlake with, the whole band, and they're doing a whole bunch of Justin Timberlake stuff. Check this out.
Hey.
They saw what I saw.
They will fall the way I fell, but they don't know what you want. And baby, I would never tell, but they know what I know. They would never let you go. But guess what? I ain't never letting you go. If I get jealous, I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
Them other boys don't know how to act.
Yeah. Take it to the chorus.
You take it on, go heavy, go with it.
You take it on,
go heavy, go with it.
You take it on,
go heavy, go with it.
All I want you to do is be my love.
So don't give away. So don't give away. So don't give away.
Get another woman, they can take us down my love.
Some make it a week, and our love
Yeah, that was James Hill and Ukeheads. And Ukeheads was this thing that James Hill put together where he invited people to participate, and you could buy a picture. So he has all these great icons of ukuleles. And then over the web, he put together this huge orchestra of people. And so they finally just put it on an album. And that's one of the singles from the album. I haven't heard the whole thing yet. That's Lucky in Love by Ukeheads. All right, what do we got for you? Let's bring it down a little bit. Here's some beautiful Campanella stuff. Finger picking. Here we go. Thank you. WGXC, Catskill, Acre, Hudson. Yeah, there we go. That was two nocturnes by Herman van de Kouter. Let's see here. I'm having a little technical difficulty with my computer. But let's talk about WGXC. This is our 13th anniversary of being on the air. And so we're calling it Lucky 13. And so our pledge drive started today and will run through Thursday, February 29th. And our goal is to get $5,000 in monthly support. And then we don't have to even do fund drives because our expenses will be taken care of. And so if you have the surplus, please provide. We're offering thank you gifts. If you want to contribute at the $20 a month level, we will give you a beautiful WGXC tote bag, Wayfarm. If you contribute $30 a month, we will give you a beautiful T-shirt. And for $50 a month, we'll give you a WGXC sweatshirt. It's awesome. On Monday, February 26th, we're doing a 13-hour marathon to honor our 13th anniversary. It's going to be from 11 to midnight, and that's going to be pretty fun. And there'll be guest people. There'll be we've got it all planned out. I want to invite you to call into our listener line at 518-212-7509 and to give us feedback or to tell us how much you love the station, that kind of thing. And so it's our pledge drive. We got to mention it. All right, let's see. I have more music for you because this is Ukuleles Unleashed. All right, what do I got for you? So we listened to what we just heard was a play for a campanella by a guy named Grimstock. We heard Uke with Smitty doing Bury Me Beneath the Willow. And we heard Herman Vandicator. He did two nocturnes. Let's see. And I want to play one more thing. Kabu Dog Young from his album, 2008. This is Kabu Ukulele, and here is Played Twice. Kabu Dog Young. He's great. Really terrific. Let's go to Taiwan and hear a little Feng Yi. I love this kid. I actually found this archive of all his videos. And there he was, this little tiny kid. He probably was five, playing the most amazing ukulele I've ever heard. I mean, it was just amazing that this kid, little kid, could do this. Here is just a short thing called Idol. And then we'll hear a song I hope you'll recognize also, and that will be Feng Yi. Here we go.
to Michelle Pfeiffer that you've ever seen. Oh, lady, running down to the river, tide, taking away to the dark side. I want to be your left hand man. I love you when you sing that song. And I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. Oh, lady, running down to the river, tide, taking away to the dark side.
Yeah, Vance Joy doing Riptide. What a fun song that is. Yeah, that's from his 2013 album, God Loves You When You're Dancing. I played that for Linda. She taught me that song. Before that, we heard Tofa Ma Felon by Bobby Alou and Folwa Lulia. I don't know much about him, but I really like the song. And then before that, we heard two by Feng Yi. We heard a short one called Idol, and then, of course, Michael Jackson's Billie Jean on one ukulele. So all that noise between the ukulele and the percussion, that was all one ukulele. Feng Yi, I think he's 14, 15, 16, somewhere in that range now. He's pretty amazing. We'll hear more from him. Let's go to Vermont and listen to Stuart Fuchs. Can't Help Falling in Love. This is from his 2017 album, After All This Time.
Thank you. that's the only thing I've plenty of. Baby, you dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond cufflinks, whoa, worth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. Times, dear, gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond cufflinks, whoa, worth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, well, baby, I can't give you anything. I can't give you anything. I got nothing but my love for you. Many a moon, many a night.
Yeah, that was the Moonberries. They're terrific. It's a duet, and I believe it's two women. They play ukulele. They both play ukuleles. They both sing, of course. And sometimes they play with their partners, I think. You know, these men, they'll play banjo and guitar. They're just terrific. I love their stuff. Before that, we heard Rachel Mankey, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, from her 2015 album, Other Duties as Assigned. And we start off by listening to Stuart Fuchs, our good friend Stu. After all this time, he calls himself Stukulele sometimes, right? That was from his album called After All This Time from 2017. And we heard Can't Help Falling in Love. Well, you're tuned to WGXC, Catskill Acre Hudson, music for open ears, or radio for open ears. We're celebrating our 13th anniversary. And so we're in the middle of a fun drive. So, you know, there's lots of ways that you can participate with the station. You could volunteer. You could be a programmer. You can send us money. We've got all these bonuses depending on how you do it. We're looking to raise a $5,000 monthly contribution. So, you know, by giving us money, just a little bit every month, and it's sort of automatic, and it just comes out of your bank account. You don't even see it. Maybe $5, $10, $20 a month, $30 a month, $50 a month, whatever you can provide, we can use. I also want to mention, you know, Ukuleles Unleashed, we're all about ukuleles, and this, that's what you're going to hear. We do it live. We do it on recording. April 20th, there's going to be a Ukin. And this is a ukulele jam for all, and it's at the Universalist Unitarian Church in Kingston, 320 Salt Hill Road. There's going to be pizza, and people are going to share desserts, and we're just basically going to hang out all day playing, working ukuleles. You don't have to be a ukulele player to come and participate. We're starting at 2, and we'll go till about 4. We're going to be giving away some ukuleles. And, you know, there's really, you're welcome to donate something, but there's no admission fee, no nothing. We've been doing this for a long time, and then Geraldine Mason is the big force behind this. She puts it together. If you need information, you can write to her, geraldinemason@yahoo.com. I hope to see you there. I know I'll be there. All right, let's go to the band. I just love these guys. The Keston Cobblers Club. And they're giving us a song, Win Again, from their 2015 album, Wildfire.
You're full of irresistible bullshit. I've noticed you lately, running rings all around of me. And despite people calling me crazy, you've a glint in your eye that dazes and magnetizes me. Oh. Well, I guess it could be nice to meet your family, but I bet they won't get on with me, because I'm always fighting now. You're so far to notice me, honey, I'm your mystery, because I'm always at your ratchet feet. I'm walking over me, and you're not a damn bit sorry, but I'm so tired of always fighting you. Win again. Oh yes, you win again. They won't get on with me, because I'm always fighting, and you're so far to notice me, honey, I'm your mystery, because I'm always at your feet. you win again. Don't you worry there, my honey, we might not have any money, but we've got our love to pay the bills. Maybe I think you're cute and funny, maybe I wanna do what bunnies do with you, if you know what I mean. Sweaters and teach them how to dance. Let's get rich and build a house on a mountain, making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I.
Well, you might be a bit confused,
and you might be a little bit bruised,
but baby, how we spoon like no one else. So I will help you read those books, if you will soothe my worried looks,
and we will put the lonesome on the shelf. And give everybody nice sweaters and teach them how to dance. Let's get rich and build a house on a mountain, making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I. Let's get rich and buy our parents' homes in the south of France. Let's get rich and give everybody nice sweaters and teach them how to dance. Let's get rich and build a house on a mountain, making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I.
I'm falling harder than I've ever felt before. I'm falling fast while hoping I'll land in your arms. 'Cause all my time is spent here longing to belong to you. Within your face, my heart's an open wound that only you replace. And though the moon is rising, can't put your picture down. Love can be frightening when you I
minutes, hybrid lungs. Final breath, the end is gone. Then it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 7 minutes, go beating back. And it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 7 minutes, go by.
I wanna have control. whatever you want. You're so fucking special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here.
Yeah, Ukulele Death Squad. Doing Radiohead's Creep. Before that, we heard Ryder Cooley and her band, the Dust Bowl Fairies, doing Ibex from their 2020 album, The Plague Garden. We heard Eddie Vedder. Eddie Vedder, you know, is the lead singer of Pearl Jam. He did an album a long time ago, 2011, called Ukulele Songs. And then we heard Longing to Belong. And let's see, before that, You and I. This was a long set, right? You and I, by Ingrid Michaelson from her 2008 BOK album. And we started with the Keston Cobblers Club from their 2015 album, Wildfire, doing Win Again. You're tuned to WGXC. It's John Sturman with Ukuleles Unleashed. We're here every third Tuesday of the month. And stay tuned. We're going to have more great music. We're going to be cut off very shortly. It's really been my pleasure to be playing music for you. And, you know, keep playing ukulele. Come on Saturdays and play ukuleles with us. We love this. Peace. This is the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain.
Comme la vague irrésolue.
Je vais, je vais, je vais.